Yo. Good morning, everybody. This is Cammy. Thanks for tuning in. Real talk today. We're going to address all the shit that's happening, everything that's going down. It's enough. I've had enough. People, we need to stand up side by side with our brothers, with our sisters. It doesn't matter what color skin you have. If you have pigment in your skin, you are at risk to be, for your life to be threatened, for your loved ones, your friends to be threatened by the racism that's so ingrained in the fabric of this society. It's time that we open our eyes and see people, not color, that we see brothers, sisters, fathers, siblings, children who grew up in communities that have been taken away their fathers, their role models, their mothers, for things that didn't even matter in other communities. I am experiencing so many emotions since Tuesday because a lot's been going on in my life and in the world, but especially all the things that I've lived in my life and what's going on in the world now. They're things that remind me of where I come from. And where I come from is a place where there was so much violence and inequality and corruption that was ingrained in the fabric of the government and the entities that are supposed to serve and take care of the people, that my own parents decided to leave behind everything they knew, everyone they knew, to flee for a better place, for a true quality of life that was promised as the American dream. My parents took my brother, who has Down syndrome, and me, their daughter, and they took us to a place where they thought we could thrive, and we have, to an extent. My parents didn't know the language. My parents left everything they built and worked for and all the privileges they did have just to find a better place for me and my brother to live. I am here now, almost 20 years later, coming to realize that I'm living in a place that's been pretending to be safe all along, that's been pretending under pretense of societal standards and censorship, that this is a safe place for everybody when it's not. This is not okay. It's not okay with me, and it shouldn't be okay with you. If you've never experienced your life being threatened, it doesn't matter by who, but if you've never experienced your life being threatened, if you've never seen a violent death, if you've never seen a life taken from your family or your loved ones, or witnessed that, or known or heard the stories from your own family, you don't know the pain, the sorrow, and how it keeps coming back every year that the date of their passing comes around. Someone in my family in Colombia was shot by the military on the eve, on the Christmas Eve. She was in a car, and she was one of the youngest of all cousins, and she was just driving back home in the back seat of a car, and she got shot. She died. It's a story in my family that is always a sad reminder of the violence of where I come from, and I'm always grateful for where I am today. But where I am today, as much as it is a place where I feel safe, in the grand scheme, there are many places that don't have that privilege. And the only reason that I have this privilege is because I live in what I would say is a almost segregated community of white people. And I just happen to have the privilege to step into that space. I have the privilege of light skin. My father does not. My father walks around the world wearing really aggressive things because people come at him, because people want to say something to him, because people see the pigment on his skin and people want to threaten him because they feel superior. That's not okay. My father is the sweetest man. He has always protected me and loved me and my brother who has Down syndrome. And he's always provided and he's always sacrificed so much of his own well-being so that we could be okay. I myself have experienced racism as a child in the United States. Thinking this was normal, I always brushed it off. Not today. It's not okay. Years ago, my dad told me of a time when he was driving his truck. And he was working, making a delivery to Texas. Someone pulled a gun on him. My dad did nothing. My dad did nothing to make someone pull a gun on him while he was driving. Thankfully, my dad knew exactly what to do, and he called an emergency line for drivers. And the Department of Transportation followed the vehicle that had been threatening my father. My father was protected by a shell of a vehicle. I wonder sometimes what would have happened or what could happen if that weren't the case. And what could happen to the fabric of my family and my brother, whose best friend is my father. And I say this with tears in my eyes because my heart truly breaks. Not just for those possibilities, but for the reality that has already become a sad reality for so many families of color. I've had enough. I don't want to witness this anymore. And neither should you. If you don't know what to do, then write. Talk to yourself. Process. What does this feel like for you? Have you ever experienced something like this? Do you know anyone who has? And start wondering if you've ever had negative talk for yourself, where is it coming from? Because it might be coming from this deep-rooted racism that has certain standards that you might not meet. It might be coming from a place that is denying you your worth. And that's wrong, because you're worth it. You have a life to live. We all do. Our lives are ours to live. Nobody has the right to take that away from anybody. So, it's that simple. Will you stand by and let people take others' lives away without any repercussions? Will you continue to witness comfortably in your home? Just watching what happens to other people who are disadvantaged with less opportunity? You can, certainly can. That's your privilege. Or will you use your privilege to speak up to your peers who also have privilege, to bring up awareness on these issues? Because you don't know what will happen to your children or your grandchildren. If your grandchildren are mixed, they might end up with pigment on their skin. if you already have children with pigment on their skin, how do you feel about their future in the state of our country at this very moment? Would you like it to continue to go that way, or would you like it to change? Would you like to stand by and let it happen and continue to become more ingrained in the fabric of our society? Or will you take a stand and recognize the history that's been happening and that's been edited for the purpose of silencing the oppressed? It's up to you too. Because even if you are one person, you live in a community. You have friends. You have a family. You know people who can influence change. With your voice, you can make waves. So say something that matters, that will impact the lives of others and those generations of your own ahead of you in a positive way.